Chapter 5. Hooperville. Someone was watching me. They were moving around, and I could feel two eyes looking at me. As quietly as I could, I picked up my jackknife and got ready to jump up. But before I could do anything, the person jumped right on top of me. I couldn't move.
"If you're not a boy called Bud from the home, then I'm really sorry I jumped on you like this," said a voice that I knew.
It was Bugs. "It's me, Bugs," I said. "You scared me." Bugs climbed off of me.
"I'm sorry that I scared you, Bud, but I didn't want you to hurt me with your jackknife. I jumped on you before you jumped on me."
"Did you run away from the home again?" I asked Bugs. Bugs nodded.
"I'm going back to riding the trains again. I knew that you liked to come to the library, so I came to find you. Do you want to come with me?"
"Where are you going?"
"Somewhere out west," said Bugs. "I heard people talking about it. We can make some money picking fruit out there. There's a train leaving tomorrow."
"Oh, wow," I said. "That sounds great. Let's do it." We went to the mission in the morning. We learned that we needed to go to a city called Hooperville to get the train. Hooperville was just outside of Flint, we were told, but nobody knew where it was. We walked all through the day, but we couldn't find Hooperville. I didn't know that a city could be so difficult to find. It was night when we walked through some woods, and we finally started to get close to Hooperville. We could hear someone playing an instrument, and the smell of food was getting stronger. We looked out from behind a big tree, and we finally saw Hooperville. I didn't know that a city could look like that. There were small sheds made of boxes and wood. There was also a big and bright fire. There were three big pots around the fire and about 100 people waiting for the food to cook. There was another, much smaller fire, too. Around the small fire, there were 5 white people.
"This isn't a city," said Bugs. "It's a cardboard jungle."
"What's a cardboard jungle?" I asked.
"It's a safe place to sleep and eat after you get off the train. The cops don't want us in town, but they can't stop us being here."
Bugs and I fought about who would walk into Hooperville first. I lost. I moved out from behind our tree and walked toward the bigger fire. "Excuse me," I said. "Is this Hooperville?" Everyone laughed.
"You mean Hooverville," said one man. "Named after President Herbert Hoover."
"Is this it?" I asked.
"This is one of them," said the man. "They're all over the country. This is Flint's Hooverville."
"And they're all called Hooverville?"
"That's right," said the man.
"Mr. Hoover worked very hard, and now every city has a Hooverville."
Bugs came out from the tree.
"How do we know if this is the right Hooverville for us?" he asked. "Everyone here is just like you. We're all tired, hungry, and worried about tomorrow," said the man. "This is the place for you to be."
The man pointed at the 3 pots of food by the fire.
You boys can join us, but we all help here. If you want some food, you'll have to help clean everyone's plates after you eat.
Yes, sir, we said. Dinner was a nice soup filled with potatoes, carrots, and a few pieces of meat. When we were finished, a woman told us to help clean plates by the river.
Leave your bags here, she said.
Oh, no. Ma'am, I like to keep my suitcase with me, I said.
I promise your suitcase will be safe here, said the woman. Nobody steals in Hooverville. We all look after other people here.
I decided to believe her, and I put my suitcase down near her feet. By the river, they told me to work with a girl.
What's your name?
She asked me. Bud, not Buddy, I told her.
I'm Desa Malone, she said.
We started washing and drying the dishes, and then Desa started asking me questions.
Where's your mama and daddy?
My mother died 4 years ago, I said.
Sorry to hear that, said Desa. Where's your daddy?
I think that he lives in Grand Rapids, I said. I've never met him. Desa held onto my hand.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I pulled my hand away from hers. It's okay.
No, it's not, said Desa. And don't pretend that it is.
I'm not pretending.
I know that you are, said Desa. Families are the most important thing that there is. My daddy says that.
My mother said that too, I told her. She told me. I stopped talking and acted like I was having trouble washing a dirty bowl.
What did she tell you, Bud?
I just wanted to tell everything to Desa. No little boy has ever been loved more than I love you, I said to Desa. That's what my mama said. Desa asked me more questions about my life and where I lived. She seemed like a nice person, so I told her the truth. I ran away from the Amos house, and I don't want to go back to the home. There are too many people there.
That's better than being cold and having to run from the police, said Desa. You know that they don't just allow people to jump on trains, don't you?
I didn't think about that. We continued cleaning quietly. Then Desa looked at me and said,
Have you ever kissed a girl?
Are you joking?
No, said Desa. Are you afraid of girls?
You're joking, I said. Desa closed her eyes and mouth and moved closer to me. I pressed my mouth to hers and stayed like that for a second. When we moved away, Desa said,
Bud, I'll never forget this night.
I won't forget it either, I thought, but I didn't say anything.